So can I like introduce myself in the photo first? I'm Betu Ashin, Midakyapi, Chante Washin Nape, Chuzape, Magisere, and Machiape. Si Changu na si choyate pi hemie. Mita ina tia habgu chajeki, mita ete Lorenzo Williams chajeki. Nakale mita oaiwa, waniatu wana ake zata himachie. Oaiwa wana napshimka elahie, abkrigi limataham. I am from my ina's loving arms, Duranis Elementary School, my friends from childhood. I ate conventions and parties, the one bedroom cottage. My full name is Maggie Sire, and that's pretty much my mom's maiden name. And I got the name Maggie because my dad's grandma or great-grandma never had a drink of alcohol. And both my parents have a history of alcoholism, and they met in AA, so they wanted me to like never be an alcoholic and never and have a good life. So they thought that would be a positive name for me. I am from outside. My old backyard, the sand on the pueblo, fishing in Pecos, fishing in general. My mom's family is from Oklahoma, so like when we go visit them, right when we cross the Oklahoma border, she gets her accent back. But they moved around a lot. They lived in like Connecticut, so whenever we go on a road trip, she's lived somewhere that we pass through. No, my mom is Anglo. In Lakota, I'm a Yeska, which is like half-blood or half-breed, so. And my dad, he's from South Dakota, of course, from Horse Creek. I don't know much about his background. All I have is what my mom told me. So I'm gonna have to probably get in touch with my family over there. But he had a hard life when he was over there, from what I hear. I don't remember my dad ever being in my life, so. They want to start getting me involved in the culture up there, my family that I have down here. But it's hard for my mom because my dad, like, mixes up into things. And he gets mad at her for trying to get me involved in my culture, but he's not here to teach it to me, so I have to do what I can to learn it. I am from Powell's, dancing for the first time. Fancy shawl, falling asleep to the sound of the drum, beadwork, and open arms. So, when I was 5, I started dancing, and I started dancing jingle dress, which is, I think what a lot of little girls start dancing. I think it kind of helps you in many ways, too, because when you're out there, you're in front of, like, lots and lots of people, but you're in your own little world, and you're only, and they say to, like, pray when you dance to make everybody, like, feel happy, and I guess it can kind of, like, heal people in a way, too. So, that's a big part of my life. I'm from feast days, chilies, enchiladas, beans, bread, food. Well, pretty much when a woman starts her moon time, or a girl, that means she's becoming a woman. And it's that every tribe has their own way. I didn't want to do it because I was scared, but my mom talked me into it, and I'm glad I had it, so, or else I don't think I would be who I am right now. I am from survival, of alcohol, drugs, addictions of all sorts. When I got initiated into the powwow circle, I inherited, like, or kind of, I became somebody's hunka kid, which is, like, not biologically their kid, but somebody gave you to them. So I have, like, 40 brothers and sisters through them, even though I don't know them. I am from my family. Sweat, ceremony, feasts, dance, language, and love.